The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pehei goes through numerous limudim, various attempts to source the fact that if someone is in danger for their life on Shabbos, if it's in a situation of pikuach nefesh, we're allowed to violate Shabbos. The final and preferred suggestion as a source for this dispensation is the pasuk in our parsha, Perek Yitches, pasuk Hei, Shmartem eschuk osai v'es mishpatai esher yaseh osam ha'adam chai behem. And Hashem, we're supposed to observe the various mitzvos so that you shall live by them, the Torah says. V'chai behem, v'lo she'emus behem. We're supposed to live through the statutes and the commandments of the Torah and not die for them, Rachmana Litzlan. This specific drasha in the Gemara and Yuma, on the one hand, is very compelling. On the other hand, it's reasonable to ask why the Gemara needs this pasuk to form a special source, a special drasha, for dispensing with the laws of Shabbos when a person's life is in danger, when this very drasha of Achai Behem is used in other sources, such as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalid, for the general din of Ya'avor Va'al Yahareg. In other words, in most of the other mitzvos, other than the cardinal three, but for 610 mitzvos, the halacha is that if a person's life is in danger, we violate the mitzvah in order to preserve life. And the Gemara says that the source for that is V'chai Behem. That's already a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So if that's the case, why do we need a special drasha and a different second Gemara to tell us that this is true about Shabbos? Shabbos is one of the 610 mitzvos, and therefore, of course, it would have been included. A similar question can be asked on the Rambam. On the one hand, in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, in Parakeh, he gives this drasha of V'chai Behem as the basis of the dispensation to allow yourself to live rather than die at the hand of observing any of the other 610 mitzvos. However, the Rambam, yet again, a second time in Hichos Shabbos, in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, repeats the idea specifically in the context of Shabbos. So therefore, once again, we have the same question, why the need for repetition? These questions form the basis of a fascinating and brilliant sicha was offered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. In this sicha, the Lubavitcher Rebbe first suggests that perhaps the reason for the two Gemaras and the two Rambams is because, in fact, there are two separate dinim. From a conceptual level, perhaps this operates in different ways. That for most mitzvos, there really is an obligation, but it's pushed off. It's a dechuya in a situation of threat to life. However, perhaps when it comes to Shabbos, it's hutra. That is to say, there was no obligation of Shabbos at all. Shabbos was never said. The obligations of Shabbos were never incurred in a situation of life-threatening illness or other such threats. This fascinating possibility, which he develops, eventually is rejected by the Rebbe. After all, he says, if you look in that Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, which we previously cited, where the Rambam says, V'chai Behem teaches us that you should violate Shabbos, the Rambam then continues and says, Halamadata, She'ein Mishpatei HaTorah Nekama Ba'olam, Ela Chesed V'Rachamim V'Shalom Ba'olam. The Rambam says this is a basis. We see from the fact that you are allowed to violate Shabbos, that in general, for all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, the Mishpatei Torah, the purpose of the mitzvahs are not to make life difficult or harsh, but rather to add kindness and mercy and peace in the world. So it says the Rebbe, you see that the Rambam is connecting the dispensation in Shabbos with the dispensation in the rest of the Torah. If that's the case, we can't offer a theory which fundamentally makes them divergent and separates them and shows how they're different when the Rambam himself is comparing them. And this leads the Rebbe to his second and final very brilliant explanation. And there he says, in fact, it's one unified din. But the reason it is repeated in Hilchos Shabbos is because the basis of everything is Shabbos. It starts from Shabbos, and then it expands to Kol Torah Kula. And what is this? What is this new Chiddush? And that is, says the Rebbe, that we see in Hilchos Shabbos that when you violate Shabbos in order to save someone's life, that's actually not a violation of Shabbos. It's not Chil Shabbos, but rather it is a Kiyum in Shabbos. It's not that there's a dispensation to violate Shabbos. It's that the fulfillment, the observance of Shabbos itself demands that we preserve life. The basis of this tremendous Chiddush is the fact that the Gemara has another source, the pasuk in Kisisa, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, which the Gemara says teaches us, Chalel Shabbos achas, kadesh yishmer Shabbos osarbe. Violate one Shabbos so that the person can actually live to, so to speak, fight another day, can live to observe many other Shabbosos. In other words, says the Rebbe, we see that this is not just a dispensation to allow you to violate Shabbos, but this is a kiyum in the larger goal of observing Shabbos. The action that you take to violate, to save someone's life on a given Shabbos, that pu'ula on a specific Shabbos may be an act of chilul. But for overall Shabbos, it is a kiyum in Shmiras Shabbos. That very pasuk there in Shmos in Perek Lamed Aleph and Kisisa, the very next pasuk Yudayim, continues and says that Shabbos is Beni Uvein Bnei Yisrael Osi. It is a sign, as Rashi there says, of the special relationship and love and chosenness of the Jewish people with Hashem. In other words, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, part of the actual observance, the Etzem Kiyum of Shabbos, is that people are keeping it and therefore preserving the special relationship with Hashem. If there are no Jewish people, there is no special relationship. In order for Shabbos to serve as that testimony of the love and special relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem, there needs to be a Jewish people who are still around. And therefore, says the Rebbe, by saving someone's life on Shabbos, that itself is a kiyum, it's a fulfillment and perpetuation of that sign, of that ongoing relationship, and therefore it is a fulfillment of Shmir Shabbos itself. Having developed this incredibly beautiful idea that violating Shabbos in order to save someone's life is actually not a violation at all, but a kiyum in Shabbos, because the Shabbos is about that long-term relationship, says the Rebbe, now we understand how this relates to the rest of the Torah. After all, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos himself then said, Halamadata, we see from here, Shein Mishpatei Torah, etc., etc. The Rambam is saying, what you see most intensively in Shabbos is true about all of the Torah. All of the Torah is about sustaining and projecting and beautifying the relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem. And therefore, ultimately, the life of the Jewish people, other than rare instances, always comes first.